Welcome to the presence of the world's most silent celebrity. You are standing before a thin plank of Lombardy poplar, barely 30 inches tall, yet it anchors the gravity of the entire Louvre. Leonardo da Vinci did not paint this on canvas. Between 1503 and 1506, while wandering the streets of Florence, he chose wood, a living, breathing medium that has warped slightly over five centuries, giving the portrait a subtle, organic curve. This is Lisa Gherardini, the wife of a silk merchant. But Leonardo never delivered the commission. He kept it. He carried it across the Alps on a mule, obsessing over it until his final breath in France. What you see is not just a portrait. It is the diary of a genius who couldn't let go. Notice how the edges of her mouth and the corners of her eyes seem to dissolve into the air. This is sfumato, the smoky technique. Leonardo famously said that light and shade should blend without lines or borders, in the manner of smoke. By applying dozens of glazes so thin they are measured in microns, he blurred the boundaries of her expression. This creates a psychological feedback loop. Because the human eye cannot find a hard line to lock onto, your brain compensates by filling in the emotion. If you look at her eyes, she seems to smile. Look at her lips, and the smile vanishes. She isn't smiling, you are imagining it. For centuries, the Mona Lisa was just another masterpiece. That changed on August 21st, 1911, when the painting simply disappeared. An Italian handyman named Vincenzo Perugia hid in a broom closet, waited for the museum to close, and walked out with the lady under his smock. For 2 years, the wall remained empty, attracting thousands of people who came just to stare at the ghost of where she once hung. When she was finally recovered in 1913, she wasn't just art anymore. She was a global icon, a survivor of a heist that proved we only truly value what we might lose. Peer closer, past the glass and the crowds, into her right eye. Modern high-resolution scans have detected microscopic letters, LV, painted in black pigment, the artist's invisible signature. But the real Easter egg lies in the bridge behind her left shoulder. While the landscape looks like a dreamscape, some historians believe the bridge is the Ponte Buriano in Tuscany. However, if you look at the horizon lines, the left side is significantly lower than the right. This was no mistake. By tilting the world behind her, Leonardo forces your eyes to shift as you look at her, creating an internal sense of movement. She is still, but the world around her is in a state of permanent, restless flux. She has been whispered to, attacked with acid, and scrutinized by lasers, yet she remains. Lean in, listen. She has been waiting 500 years to tell you absolutely nothing.